Okay, this is the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee meeting of May 18th, 2010. It's, I believe, 5:45. And our Paul, could you take the roll, please?
Okay.
Thank you.
Alonzo Brown?
Here.
Mike Jones?
Present.
Fred Plunder? Alberto Luera?
Present.
R. Paul Martin here. Simon Pius?
I'm here.
Summer Reese?
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
Alex Steinberg?
Here.
LaVarne Williams?
She was here.
She was here a minute ago.
Okay, so she'll be with us.
Yeah, Bruce,
okay.
Sure.
Okay. We have 9 answering, so that's a quorum.
Excellent. So we'll call the meeting to order. R. Paul, did you distribute any minutes from the last meeting for approval?
Yeah, I sent them out.
Okay.
I
only
sent them out today, though, but they're out.
Okay. So just I've been running around, but have other members of the committee had an opportunity to have a perusal of them yet?
I've seen them.
Okay. Is there any objection to the approval of the minutes from anyone who's... Could you read them, R. Paul, so that we have them for the stream? That would probably be appropriate.
Oh. Well, we've never done that before.
really, we'll keep bringing in innovations. It just suddenly occurred to me because they're fairly straightforward. You take nice decisions.
Yeah, these are short, but there are minutes that we probably wouldn't want to read.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. And I'm not thinking all old housekeeping. I'm thinking
okay,
the last meeting was fairly straight and to the point.
Yeah.
From a protocol perspective, should we go ahead and approve an agenda first and then do the minutes, or...
It would really be good if we did an agenda first and put.
Okay. All right. Well, so we'll hold that thought then, but we've got minutes to approve. I essentially wanted to get a report on where each signal area was at in terms of budget preparation. LaVarne will rejoin us shortly. And I did have one motion to put forward regarding approving a small amount of advertising funds for the other 3 signal areas that don't have them in their budget. Does anyone have agenda items they want on tonight's meeting? Because that's basically what you would have gotten in an email if I'd been able to send it earlier.
Summer?
Yes. Who's that?
I don't know. This is Alex.
Hi, Alex.
I don't know if this needs to be a separate agenda item, but I wanted to follow up with a question to LaVarne about an issue we had about the audit report. For WBAI, I brought it up at the in-person meeting.
Okay, is it an open session or an executive session type of item?
In your opinion?
Trying to
remember.
I think it'd be open.
Okay, if it's an open session thing, then I don't see any problem. You know, because I think, you know, at all of these meetings, I mean, a bit of Q&A and reporting from LaVarne as our CFO and Arlene when she's on the calls as the ED. You know what I mean? So I think it can probably go right there in that portion of things, I would imagine, if it's not, you know, of a motion nature. It's just an inquiry. So, and we still have to schedule some executive session time to go over some other WBAI issues, but it's not scheduled for today. Okay. So I would say let's start out with a report from the signal areas on where we're at in the budget process. Informally, we'll go in go around the country and report from LaVarne. And then I would like to have this motion at the end of the agenda. So and approval of minutes at the beginning before we get started on all that. Is there any objection to that?
Let me read what I have.
Okay, thank you.
It would be call the meeting to order. Approve agenda, approve minutes, where the budgets are at, a report from each signal area.
Right.
Advertising in the budgets?
Okay, well, between where, like an update on a status report on budget progress from the signal areas, after that report from CFO LaVarne Williams, and that's where we can have some discussion and Q&A, and then at the end, a motion regarding advertising. An advertising budget. I'll put the wording together while we're on the other items.
And the WBAI audit thing would go where? Would that be executive session item?
Can an answer to LaVarne?
Yeah, I think it would be with LaVarne probably during that Q&A session if it's not something that it needs to be an entirely separate item, you know?
So then what we have would be call a meeting to order, approve agenda, approve minutes, update where the budgets are at, with a report from each signal area, the CFO report, ads and budgets, advertising and budgets.
Advertising, budget insertion, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any objection to that? Does anyone have any additions?
Make sure and add when we will meet next month.
Oh, of course, of course, of course. Schedule next two meetings. Let's always try to do them two at a time. It makes our lives easier.
Next for the month of July. That's it.
There you go. Thank you. Yes. Or June and July. Avoiding my son's birthday in June. So, all right, very good. So, yeah, schedule next meetings. Is there any objection to that as the proposed agenda? Okay, hearing none, so approved. All right, R. Paul, now could you go ahead and read those minutes, please, and we'll go ahead and get them approved.
Okay,
thank you.
1 second so I can plug the agenda in there. 1 second.
Cool, thank you. While R. Paul's doing that, can I call upon my fine colleague, Tracy Rosenberg? Are you reliably in front of a computer again?
Yes, indeedy. What can I do for you?
I admire that about you so much. Could you check June and see how it's looking for our, you know, second and fourth Tuesday kind of situation again? Or?
Yes, one moment.
Thank you. Or first and third, however it works out. I guess it's first and third, isn't it? Okay. Thank you.
Okay, minutes. Draft, okay. Here they are. Draft minutes for the regular National Finance Committee meeting May 4th, 2010. Meeting convened at 8:43 p.m. Eastern Time, quorum being present, the chair and secretary being present. Attending, Alonzo Brown, Mike Jones, Fred Klunder, Alberto Luera, R. Paul Martin, Simon Pius, Summer Reese, Tracy Rosenberg, Alex Steinberg, LaVarne Williams, Bruce Wolf. Agenda. 1. Roll call. 2. Establish quorum. 3. Call the meeting to order. 4. Approve agenda. 5. Approve minutes. 6. CFO will outline budget development process and paperwork submission and budget priorities to be discussed in various venues as the process moves forward. Then we go on to the body of the thing. Approve minutes, 8:50 p.m. Eastern Time. Motion Summer Reese to approve the April 20th, 2010 meeting minutes. Passed without objection. Next item is CFO will outline budget development process and paperwork submission and budget priorities to be discussed in various venues as the process moves forward, 8:52 p.m. Eastern Time. The CFO discussed the details of the template for the FY11 budget. The treasurers discussed their preparations and progress in coordinating with station personnel to get the FY11 budget process going. The chair said that we needed to catch up to the timeline and that an executive session would be necessary for the next meeting to discuss some issues. Motion to adjourn, passed without objection, adjourned 9:57 p.m. Eastern Time, submitted by R. Paul Martin, Secretary. That's it.
Thank you, R. Paul.
Excellent.
Okay, so does that gel with everyone's recollections? Are there any objections, corrections, or anything else? Okay, and hearing none, we shall move that they're approved. Thank you, R. Paul.
All right. Let me know, Madam Chair, when you are ready for dates.
Ah, fantastic. Well, why don't we do it at the appointed time if you could just make a fast dot note down of the Tuesdays that are available, if that's all right with you. Is that okay?
Does the
group would rather do it right now? I don't mind.
Let's do it right now so that Tracy can put away her...
Move computer. On with her life, yes. Okay, so
yes.
Immediately, let's go out of order. Go ahead, Tracy. Tell us, please. Thank you.
Bless you, Alberto. You may meet on any of the Tuesdays in June except for Tuesday, June 8th, which has been snatched by the Elections Committee, June 1st, 15th, and 23rd are all available to us at this time. I'm sorry, 22nd.
Okay,
first, 15th, and 22nd.
First, 15th, and 22nd. Okay. Well, I would have liked the 8th and the 22nd ideally. So, do we want a larger spread? Okay, I think I'll make a note of what those dates are, and we'll still come to it at the appropriate point in the agenda after we discuss where everyone's at in the budget process, which I think will give us more clarity on when we need to meet next, okay?
So, Madam Chair?
Yes?
Madam Chair, isn't there a Tuesday missing in June?
She's saying someone grabbed one of our Tuesdays, Elections Committee. They didn't know we were proprietary about them, I guess.
No. After the 22nd, isn't there another Tuesday?
You mean isn't there the 29th? Okay.
Well, yes, there is. Our calendar sort of runs out on that date, so all I can say is that no one has officially claimed it, but I cannot say it is officially vacant either.
Because of where we're at.
It's an unknown quantity.
Okay. We could probably presume that it's vacant because anyone else looking can't find out either.
Yeah.
So the real issue is, do we want to meet, 2 weeks? Well, 2 weeks from now, first. That would be about appropriate. And then we could meet again on the 22nd, which would be 2 weeks after that. Is there any... the 1st and the 22nd, or would you like... I think we should still come back to it at the end of the agenda when we see where everyone's at with the budgetary
process.
Moving on. Thank you, Tracy. I'm going to write them down, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, so last time we started out with Washington, D.C., that seems unfair to start with the same signal area. And I believe my treasurer's not on the line.
Texas!
Beautiful, then. Having a volunteer is always wonderful. So let's go with Texas, and if you will go ahead and start, Mike, and tell us where you're at, please, and Alberto with the budget process down there in Texas. Thank you.
Sure. We had a Finance Committee meeting a couple weeks ago, and our business manager was there and kind of gave us an update. They are already in process right now developing the revenue side first, as is appropriate, and looking at trying to project, based on what our income is to date, what our revenue is going to be like next year. At that point, then, we'll begin to look at the expense side. And that is the typical process. So we anticipate at our LSB meeting tomorrow night to begin discussing at least the revenue side of the budget. And our expectation is that we will be submitting something probably mid-June to the national office and have some review. Probably about the same time we have our LSB meeting. So we'll give National Office the opportunity to review it, and we'll review it and then try to come together with some kind of a consensus and stay on that timeline so that by the beginning of July, hopefully we'll have a finished budget.
Okay, excellent. Are there questions for starters? And would Alberto, would you like to elaborate any on the Texas budget?
Well, no, Mike covered very much, very quickly, where we were on the process.
Okay, sounds good.
I have very little to add other than Markeisha is chomping on the numbers, hitting the keyboards, and we'll be meeting with a station manager sometime soon. Yeah, it's we're moving forward on it.
Good, I think.
That's about it.
Good.
Mike did a good job on telling us where we're at.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Mike. And are there other questions from the other signal areas for Mike on KPFT's budget right now? Okay, see, that's what happens when you do a good job and it sounds like everything is running smoothly, Mike. Okay, very good. Yeah, well, and actually, in my opinion, if all of us, if budgets were actually done and had gone through several processes by early July, we'd be fine. Do you know what I mean? Like that's totally on time if it's a done deal. So I think, let's see, we'll move, we'll go westward. So KPFA next, and then we'll come down to KPFK and go back around.
Yes, Simon here. We have careful progress, very careful. And I had a meeting with the business manager and the interim general manager on May 11th, conference call. And we did establish that the three of us are going to drive the budget process for the most part, as much as we can. that Maria, the business manager, will in fact be the person administrating the template and eventually should be taking steps to roll forward, you know, last year's template and get it ready for input with this year's or next year's columns. We did learn that there are no particular changes to the assumptions or the flow or the formulas from the national office, so that was kind of something that had to be determined first. And we did, for role management, further determine that it was going to be the interim manager's role, Ahmad is his name, to get within a month or so to a point where the initiatives that are now under consideration to affect expense levels will, you know, have evolved enough so that we can actually make expense plan assumptions based on a sort of changed world. Because clearly just essentially rolling everything forward at current levels is not very meaningful in the case of KPFA facing, you know, fairly serious cash flow issues. So my role, it was established, was going to be fairly detached, not entirely by my choice, but it makes more sense since I'm not exactly near the station, and I don't think they were looking for some outside treasurer like myself to, you know, essentially get very close on their sheets. And the meaningful role that I see right now is simply to be the facilitator of communications between those two people and the station board, and maybe even national office. So that's kind of where we left it, and the time frame for our next meeting, and at which point the business manager would have the template rolled forward and input some basic data for next year, it was a month. She requested a month, and so that puts us around June 11. I will certainly follow up on that timeline before we get there, but realistically that's how much time she needed. And so that probably puts us way behind the, you know, established timeline, but that's the best, seemingly, that we can do. And I fear that, of course, all the heavy lifting, you know, really begins at that point.
Right.
And I have updated LaVarne earlier today about that, and just to see, you know, whether she thinks that's a horrendous situation or whether that's kind of a semi-acceptable situation. And, you know, she didn't particularly think that that was worse than we could do. I mean, she sees that obviously, you know, there are challenges in moving things along at KPFA.
Thank you.
But realistically, frankly, if we have a sort of first draft of an actual budget given current, you know, condition that incorporate current conditions by, you know, late July or something, that's probably pretty good.
Okay, thank you, Simon. I'll take a stack if there are questions. I have a couple, but I'll wait till the end. So are there questions from other committee members?
Yeah.
Okay, who is that?
It's Mike.
Hi, Mike. Okay, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I was curious. I know that you all have a pretty complicated situation out there. But what is your approach to developing the budget? You know, everybody has to kind of have a strategy about how they want to go at it, and I was curious about what the strategy was in terms of the priorities. You know, you said, I guess, you know, well, at least I know we do, set some priorities of things that have to be in place before we can get well into the budget process. And I know that you have some experience with that, and I was wondering kind of how you all did that.
I feel we don't really have a strategy or an approach. It's we have to feel our way through this process. Maybe this is different this year than it was previously, in part because, you know, the role of the people involved, and in part because of the need for change, right? This isn't like a maintenance year where you can just kind of roll forward and make minor changes and debate a few things to add or deduct. This is almost like what's almost required is a rethinking of, you know, the expense levels, and it's really unclear who, for example, would have the best input into what realistic revenue levels are. I can't even really get a sense from that. Clearly, the general manager, the IGM, has not sounded like he would want to take a stab at that. That's a difficult role for him to do. So we're not even sure about that. I think all of that kind of heavy lifting, if you will, is still ahead of us.
Okay. Thank you, Simon. You're very honest in the appraisal of the process, and we all know that. Yeah, please, go ahead, Mike. More questions?
Okay. Are your concerns based on what kind of record you have, historical records, in terms of revenue?
Yeah, I'm very concerned, yeah, if I think about it.
Okay.
You know, because okay. The projection is, I mean, if I keep a runway projection, and if things kind of go at the percentage level of target that we have for the rest of the year and expenses kind of continue at the current run rate, we're going to be in trouble in summer or very soon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is Tracy from
the
SEC.
Okay, go ahead, Tracy. Thank you, Mike.
Okay, I just kind of wanted to support Simon's assessment in terms of sort of what he's facing and what the overall condition is. I just want people to understand that KPFA needs to adjust to having what most of you consider an LSB treasurer, because it really had for many years a staff treasurer, and therefore, or a management treasurer, and therefore the process that was gone through was somewhat opaque and somewhat so heavily internalized that really there was nothing to it except a finished product put in front of the board. So I think he's correct in sort of saying that the process doesn't really support the role of the LSB treasurer, and that in addition to all of the things that are being faced, there's an element here of figuring out how everybody works together in a different sort of process. That said, I think when he talks about facilitating, that's actually a really useful role and something that needs to be done. So I know it sounds kind of worrisome and there are things to be worried about, but I just sort of want to give an affirmation of the fact that I think he's reading the situation correctly. He's trying to do the right things, and that it does require a different process than the established process.
Thank you, Tracy, for words of some understanding and support. It is clear. I mean, it's really kind of awkward for me to try to figure out what my role is, because I can tell that, you know, the previous treasurer was someone who is a staff member and right there, and he was essentially able and interested to be all over this. There was no established business manager, and the interim and the general manager was on the way out or interim. So this is very different now, where it's me. I'm not that near to the station, and even though I would probably be willing to get in there when it comes down to it, when we actually get, you know, a little further along in the process, I don't exactly feel that they're drawing me in. They're essentially, if anything, essentially wondering why a stranger like me would have any role in this. That's almost the feeling that I have to overcome.
Thank you, Simon. Who is that?
Alberto.
Hi, Alberto. Go ahead, please.
Well, Tracy, I think, beat me to the punch. Okay. Let me come in and say my piece.
Please.
I would hate to be in Simon's shoes, first. Second, you know, given the situation that he is in, and I really applaud his effort, and I think this is in the time scheme of our process of going from 10 to 11 and onward, he is going to be an extremely critical person for doing those things that he has pointed out where he is in that role that he's going to play. But more importantly, I think that the big issue at hand, which Simon could probably assist, is the fact that there is a substantial loss of revenue that is going to be projected for the KPFA 2011 budget. And sometimes you need somebody like Simon who can maybe carry around a little tiny thimble of water, cold water, so that he can just sprinkle on people that are not able to grasp the situation that the station is going to find itself in for 2011. And I consider that a very valuable piece in the process that KPFA's budgetary process is going to be involved in, because many times those people that are inside cannot believe their eyes and ears. So good luck, Simon.
Thank you much.
Thank you. I'll second what Alberto had to say about that. All right. I have a couple comments, but is there anyone else who'd like to ask or say anything about KPFA right now?
Yeah, this is LaVarne.
LaVarne.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. Welcome.
Just to add to, like I told Simon, that, you know, as things fold into the year, I'm here next door, so I will, really be of assistance to Simon and to the station and working with the mod in terms of, you know, getting some of these, due dates or getting things done within, you know, the time period that we have. And the other major thing that has been happening with KPFA over the last couple of months were the union negotiations. So they were involved in that. So the union contract, I believe, was ratified last week. So with the union contract being ratified, and as we know, they lost the $800,000 plus, I think, $1.1 million after the final audit, the reason for the huge loss was that certain actions had not been taken back in 2008 in November. So, and with the huge loss and also with the other issue that we had with some funds not being deposited on time, we face a problem there in terms of, you know, what we're going to do and how we can, have expenses within the revenue that we're raising. So that's some of the other reasons for the delay was the union contract and getting that ratified and then moving on the issue of the headcount. And we were able to I'll be able to report by Friday night at least. We have FTEs that we can report both union and non-union for all of the stations. So we have our payroll manager. She pulls that information together and we just have to get it on a chart. So you can see that, and that's key to see how we can reduce some expenses. And as Simon and I talk, you know, you look at the cash flow, you see what's happening. So those are some of the reasons, too. And all the points that you guys made, Tracy and Simon and Alberto, that all of this is correct. I mean, this is like the Pacifica Horizons or something. So, you know, we have a lot of work to do on that.
Thank you, LaVarne. And to pick up on what you just said there, we did discuss this at the last meeting. I will get this on the schedule, but I think it'll probably be more germane at one of our next meetings anyway. There are a few executive session issues from both KPFA and WBAI, so it sounds like progress is being made on the FTE situation, so maybe we could get a fuller report on that at one of our next meetings, if that would be reasonable, because that's going to affect KPFA's bottom line in a big way. So, is there anything else on this signal area right now, or are we ready to move on? Okay. All right. So, yes. And Simon, I just wanted to also add my encouragement to that. And I think that experience of the outsider, new treasurer, staff resistance, I mean, all of these things, I think that can happen at any of the signal areas until people have established either routines and Anyway, so just keep at it, you know, and we'll get
all right, thanks.
Okay, thank you. So now, has Fred Klunder, have you joined us on this call? Fred? Okay. So I guess I will take the report for KPFK for now, because that's where we would move next in terms of signal rotation. We're having a finance meeting on Thursday evening, this coming Thursday. And the chair of our local finance committee, John Wanger, has been on the finance committee for several years, so he's very experienced at budget preparation also. And I'm going to work with Fred Klunder, and John is, and we're going to work on it as a committee, and our general manager, our IGM, and the interim business managers are meeting on the 24th of this month. We're having a little mini three-day fund drive right now, like today, tomorrow, and the next day. So they're working on the budget on the 24th. And they're supposed to have some template of the budget to us shortly thereafter. So I'm hoping that, you know, in my experience, and I think our Paul and Alberto would concur with this, a lot of what slowed us up with budgets like last year for all the signal areas were things that, you know, with close editing and attention to detail before they got brought to national finance, catching whether it's a placeholder number or an erroneous number or a line item that's been eliminated or added, will save a lot of time and definitely speed our approval process. So hopefully we'll be able to get all of that done in a fairly effective manner. And I would like to think that maybe we could be one of the, you know, late June, early July budgets. So I can't guarantee that right now, but, you know, hopefully, because we don't have any heinous issues hanging out that I'm aware of. So that's it for KPFK. LeVarne, you can, I don't know if you want to elaborate further in terms of contacts with Bob and stuff, but...
With
KPFK? No, because I think I'm aware of everything in terms of where we're at right now, and that's about it right now. They're working on it next week, essentially. So,
because we did have a business managers meeting, so they all gave kind of a report on the budget, too. So that's basically, yeah, and talking with Anthony, those were basically he said that, you know, that they are, he's met with the interim general manager, and that as far as, and that Bob had, you know, started the process in terms of sending out emails to his staff. And as far as Fred, I think that Anthony, I'd spoken to him briefly, and then Anthony had spoken to him also, but I'm not really sure how involved he is in the process. I know some of you...
I'm not sure either. I got your email, and we're going to, you know, those of us who have already done this before, we're going to stay involved with the process just to make sure that we... get it through and approved at the local level and everything. So I'll find out more, hopefully, from Fred on Thursday at the local meeting. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh,
hello?
Sorry. The whole phone cut away. Okay, so are there any questions from other committee members? Okay, I'd say we'll move on to New York, and then we'll do D.C. last, since we did them first last time. So, our Paul?
Yeah, okay. What's going to happen is next week we're going to be having a finance committee meeting where we're going to, I hope, start some of our side of this. And I think we may be discussing some of this tonight in executive session. I'm not sure who's doing what, so to speak, in certain areas. But one thing we've already done is, you know, the bylaws require the LSB to review the station's budget. And with a, the consolidated income statement as of March 31st, we went over that, and... at first, I drew it from several different, several of the spreadsheets we had, and we went over that a bit in a finance committee meeting, and then I got a really good consolidated single spreadsheet that had what I needed in it. And the thing is, BAI, at the halfway mark of the FY10 budget, is way off. The original thought had been that BAI was off by about $223,000. However, I found a little problem in one spreadsheet, part of the spreadsheet, And it looks like BAI is now about $278,000 off budget, because the projection had been that BAI would be $89,000 ahead by this time, but we're not. We're considerably off from that. We're at 187, really in the red, and so that makes it 277 off budget, 278 more like. And so BAI is the expenses aren't that bad. It's the income that's really killing us, and the we're going to have to establish how some things are going to get done this year, because, for instance, we have installment plans that are supposed to be going out, and they didn't tend to get done for a while. One person did, who was temporarily employed there, did do one installment plan 1 month and got a substantial amount of money. And if we could do them every month, we would put a significant dent in our income. Plus, other fulfillment issues have come up over the year, which I think we've discussed here in the past. A few things have happened. So right now, we're looking at an FY10 budget that was very lean, but which we are not, you know, fulfilling. We are way off. And so the main thing is not the expenses so much as the income. You know, our expenses are substantial, but we're not that off. They're not that off from what the FY10 budget predicted. It's the income that's way off. And so this is going to be a problem. And I think some things we need to probably discuss in executive session. Mm-hmm. I've spoken with LaVarne a little bit about this, and I think we're going to, after tonight's meeting and executive session, I may know more about what to do about some of this stuff. So we're hoping that'll happen. And as I say, next week we're going to have a finance committee meeting, and we'll see if we can get through that, because we have open. I know that other stations have like closed finance committee meetings. Ours is open to anyone, and sometimes people are more interested in arguing with each other than in talking about the money. So you can't predict what's going to happen at an LSB finance committee meeting. But we're going to have one, and I'm going to try and get it to concentrate on a final report here of the review, and also start on budget stuff, because we're going to have the business manager there, and we'll be able to do it that way. That's my report.
Thank you, R. Paul. Are there questions now for R. Paul, or, you know, general questions, or if there are other questions that should be in executive session, you know, we'll...
I have a question.
Good. Please, go ahead, Alberto.
Yeah. Well, just very quickly, for point of clarification for all of us, are we going to have an executive session after this general meeting? Question mark?
You know, question mark. Actually, R. Paul, when you did the noticing on the public session, did you notice an executive session as well?
Up at the KPFTX thing?
Yeah.
Let me go look.
Okay, so...
I thought it was a telephone number was given for the executive.
That's what I thought. Okay. So, and so, you know, basically, you know, it's just so we can have further discussion on the budgets of WBAI and KPFA to touch on touchier subjects. So, you know, I'm fine with doing, you know, a short executive session afterwards, and we noticed it. So, that, you know, I was fine to postponing it also, because I don't know where LaVarne's at on this, but some of these things are just questions, and, you know, answers are there. So if there's no objection to it, I think we could do a short executive session afterwards.
Are you there? Are you there, LaVarne?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Do you have any objection about?
No, I don't.
And, well, for the purposes, well, this is a consideration. If we go into, and again, this is just because we did it once. If we go into executive session later on today, and we find that that we can do it, maybe we just turn off the stream and stay on the line.
Oh, yeah. You mean just to make it faster?
Well, that's a consideration anyway.
Yeah, I think it's probably the more proper procedure.
Okay, you never know who's listening.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it?
So I have one budget question for Arpal. Arpal, are you kind of telling us that you will begin a budgetary process somehow around maybe 2 or 3 weeks from now, Arpal?
Oh, no, sooner than that. It's next week we're going to have a finance committee meeting. Now, how progress will go in exact timetable is beyond me to say at this point. But
right.
I believe some of this process has already begun. The treasurer interface with some of this process, in my opinion, the priority was to do a review so that we get some idea of the reality. And the reality, of
excellent.
Course, is grim. I mean, this, you know, red flags over the telephone. This is really a bad situation we're in. And,
sure.
It could be. I can see where it can be partially corrected, but even with partially correcting it, I think we're still a significant way short, and we aren't correcting it for the first half of the year yet. What's lost is lost.
Of course.
So yeah, I see us. We're somewhat involved in it right now, and we'll be getting more and more involved in it because the plan will be to have the LSB, as is required, pass a report to the PNB at the next LSB meeting, which is in mid-June, and then from there on, or actually from somewhat before there on, the Finance Committee will get to start really digging away at whatever budgetary stuff we've got.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Arpal.
Thank you, Arpal. All right, are there any other questions for WBAI right now? Okay. Hello? Okay. Hearing none, let's move on to Washington, D.C. and WPFW, please. Bruce, can you go ahead?
Hi.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, we had our last Finance Committee meeting that was back in early in May. And where we're at right now is our business manager is going to be filling in the expenses on the budget. And I'm going to probably be meeting with him tomorrow. And what we're going to do is just make sure that we're getting all that done. The director of development is going to be the person who's more or less going to fill in the revenue figures that we're going to look at them too and go over them, which she does. But this is going to have to wait till after the spring fund drive is over. And the last day of our spring fund drive is June 25th. I'm sorry, May 25th. Not that late, May 25th. And once that is going to be, then our Finance Committee will get together again. We'll pick a date. This is still going to be in May, and we are going to go over the expenses in detail. We know, like other people have mentioned at their stations, that our expenses technically aren't really the problem. I mean, they're not overblown. We've already looked at all the figures from the previous budgets. But we know we got to find some place to cut, so we're going to be looking very closely at everything. And we already know there's going to be some areas where we're going to have to pinch pennies. We're going to be looking at the revenue figures when we get them, because it's going to hurt, but we're going to have to be very, very realistic with what we expect to bring in. And like other people have mentioned, it doesn't look good right now. So what we say here is that we're going to be trying to fit a large foot into a small shoe and somehow make it work. Anyway, our plan is to have something, our draft of a budget to bring to our LSB as early in June as possible. And we'll have our LSB already knows that. We'll have a close deal just with the budget And then depending on what the LSB directs, you know, I don't know if they're gonna, I don't know if they'll accept the budget, you know, in the first draft, maybe they will, but assuming they send us back to look again at some figures, our committee will be doing that. And then we'll go for getting our LSB's approval of our budget and then sending it. And by the way, you can tell me, when we send the budget to the NS, to this committee or to the LaVarne or well, whoever is appropriate. That's what we're hoping we can get that done by July, by early, you know, late June or very early July.
Excellent.
Okay,
and, by the way, we also just concluded the contract negotiations for our union employees. So, and one of our sticking figures was knowing, you know, what the increases and for the salaries and stuff that goes with it. So we should have that those numbers now. Anyway, but that's where we're at.
Thank you very much. Are there questions for Bruce?
I have a very short one.
Please, Alberta, go ahead.
How's the fund drive coming along, Bruce?
Well, I will tell you, we're working real hard, and I'll say on one level, at least for within this recent year, I think our programmers are working harder than ever to help, you know, make the pitch to get the drive. But we're suffering because we have this tremendous transmitter problem. And we should be broadcasting at 50,000 watts, and we're only broadcasting at 1,000. So we're reaching actually a lot of area despite that. But we're also probably have a lot of our listeners who aren't getting us. And because of that, it looks like our figures are down below what we would have hoped for. Even our best income times are the weekends. That's when we, you know, our weekend programmers usually meet all their goals. But so far, I've only seen one programmer who's done that. The others have come close or not at all. But that's what we're thinking is the cause of the problems with our listeners actually being able to hear us.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
We're trying. And we still got another week to go, so maybe we'll find a way. We're doing a lot of talking, you know, around the community to drum up support. We're actually trying to get. I know I've gotten the various AFGE locals, you know, that's the American Federation of Government Employees. They're going to be trying to encourage their members to call in and make contributions, and you know, we're doing things like that to try to drive up. But we'll see. We'll see what happens this time.
Well, just to kind of pat you on the back and pat ourselves on the back at KPFT, we're struggling also with our spring fund drive. It's not being easy at KPFT either. We're struggling. And I'm sure that there's other signal areas that are also on the fund drive circuit right now. And we're having a hard time at KPFT. I want to tell all of you people that we'll have a report at our next meeting, I'm sure, at the NFC meeting. I'm sure either myself or Mike will bring the numbers of how we did on our fund drive.
Yeah,
our goal is $300,000, and we're struggling to get to $300,000. And again, our fund drive will probably end around the 26th, 27th. So here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Bruce. Thank you, Alberto.
Arpal?
Arpal?
Yeah.
Please, go ahead.
I probably should have mentioned this, but BAI is in Thon right now. We entered on May 12th, last Wednesday, and it's scheduled to go to June 12th.
Oh, my God.
And we are struggling. The per diem numbers are not what we would like to see at this point in time. So, I know I had a very, very difficult time pitching this past weekend.
Wow.
So, I'm hoping it's going to pick up.
Okay, well, we'll talk. I think we should talk more about the fulfillment issues and some of those other things when we get to executive session because, you know, each signal area has some unique things and we all have the overall economic situation to contend with. So, you know, Bruce, I wanted to ask, and how is, do you have a good working relationship with the business manager at your signal area and everything? Is there a good,
yes,
good dialogue and all of that?
Yes, no, we're doing, here's the thing. I know that in the past, particularly in the previous year, there were definitely problems in the person who was the treasurer dealing with the business. However, when I came on, the first thing I did is go directly to our business manager and kind of develop a relationship. And what I found is that he really welcomed the, you know, the point of view that we're trying to go with, you know, the idea. And this is what he wanted to do anyway, do a good budget. So he really, our general manager too, by the way, I think they really welcome the fact that we've got a committee. It's kind of boiled, besides the business manager, there's myself and three other, or Alonzo sits in at times, three other people from our LSB. And we're very unified. And I'm going to be honest with you, before I heard something said before, on our part, we've decided to keep the committee more or less a closed committee. I mean, open in the beginning, people could join if they wanted to, and there were some people who put their names down, but once we got into the process, we made note of who was coming to the Finance Committee meetings, and those are the people who are now considered Finance Committee members. We decided we didn't want someone else coming in at this date when we're all on the same page. We want to keep this thing going. And we did have an issue at our last meeting where a listener showed up and wanted to be on the committee. And I have to admit, I made the decision that it would be better for that person if she went to the, you know, our fundraising. Our committee would do a fundraising or something, but because of confidentiality issues and just the fact that we wanted to be able to speak very frankly about, putting this budget. We know we're going to have to talk about making cuts, and we think it's real important that everyone can speak frankly and know that it's not going to go outside the room. You know, the budget will be transparent once we take it to the board, but we don't think some of the things we talk about need to be broadcast around. And that's what we decided. And so what we have are, you know, four or five people now who are working together real well. And our business manager, our general manager, our director of development, we're all definitely together on this.
That's really good.
So yeah, right. And they're, you know, they're going to do, the business manager particularly is going to do a lot of the,
yeah, of course.
You know, he's got the figures. And our role is to help him, by being there with anything he could possibly need. But at the same time also, you know, we're overseeing the fact that this process is going to get done. We're not going to let it, sit around and not get accomplished. That's the one thing we're being very firm about. We have a deadline.
Very good. Thank you, Bruce. Well, and to pick up on that, I do think, that question of who does what, staff prepares the budget, but we exercise oversight, and we bring in things that are, board-approved, insertions or deletions to the budget, too, to make sure that they get harmonized into the budget with staff's recommendations. So, it should be a collaborative process like that where they do most of the preparation, and then we make sure everything's as it should be so we can improve it.
Exactly. That's exactly what our goal is.
Yeah. And we might at some point have a longer discussion, because things like that, at our area, there's been some contention this year, but generally we've had, at the beginning of a new year, a three-month period of, open enrollment, as it were, in each committee, three meetings, if they're monthly meetings. And then we set the roster in terms of voting. We hold our meetings in an open fashion, but you can't just, because people can pack meetings, so they can decide one issue is important. You can't have people just randomly voting 6 months into your year, So I think it is important to maintain, committee membership that it's stable throughout the year so that you know that you've got the same people doing the voting. Whether things are closed or open session, I like to keep things as open as possible, but obviously you have to go into executive session for certain portions of budgetary issues to discuss them,
Right. What our plan is once we get this budget process over, which hopefully will be done by July, then we'll open up the, you know, the committee again, and if people want to. But yeah, especially because of the things that happened in the past,
sure,
we felt it was real important that we had developed a committee that's working together well. And it's written, I feel very responsible, by the way.
That's excellent.
You know, so we want to keep it that way.
Yeah. A good working group is to be valued, right? Okay.
That's right, right. Cherished, yeah.
Are there any other questions for the WPFW signal area right now from other committee members?
This is LaVarne.
LaVarne, please.
Say that, yeah, when we were there for the PNB meeting back in January, that Chris was there on the job back then. So, you know, that really creates the ability to get involved in the business management perspective. And I talked to Bruce at that time. Bruce understands that why I'm saying that. So, yeah, this is really good progress. And I know, you know, I'm not saying anything reflect on anyone else. It's just that you have to have the right set of circumstances, and mm-hmm. that happened this year for PFW, because last year we actually ended up doing the budget with the person from New York who has really helped us a lot, Bertolt. So that's kind of what happened. So, you were able to get the template should be the one that Bertolt had, but any assumptions and stuff like that, we are still working on that. And in the business managers meeting, we talked about that. Any changes on the assumptions, you know, Bertolt and Efren both are working that. So that has to be communicated by Robert.
So, just to reiterate, Bruce and LaVarne, mm-hmm. Approximately when do we think we're going to have, like, a working template budget, do you think, from WPFW, having gone through more of, I mean, just target month, you know?
The actual template, that is the one thing I have a concern about right now, because what we have, what our business manager has, is a template that was used for last year. And he told me just the other day he's going to try and go ahead with that. But there were problems with that template.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know for sure whether they've been worked out. But he's hoping, Robert West, our business manager, he's hoping to be able to work with Bertolt to, I hope I pronounced his name right, iron out any issues about the template. And it may be that Bertolt may be sending us a blank. I'm still hoping to get a blank copy of it, frankly, because I'd like to be able to look at the template too, because I think it might help Robert to have another set of eyes looking at it, and if we are running into problems. But we're not going to wait for the template though to start plugging in our numbers though.
No. Well, you know, and what I was going to suggest for all of us as like a homework assignment to help facilitate moving the process forward is. I think it's the last set of numbers that were sent out for the meeting 2 weeks ago, but we didn't review them because we were talking about budgets, which I think were, 5 months or 6 months worth of year-to-date budget versus actuals. And, you know, that is the real dose of cold water that all of us are aware of is, you know, where our budget's way off of our actuals. And maybe can help, you know, the business managers have to do it, but, I mean, it'll give us a reality check if something's looking very unrealistic in any of those line mm-hmm. items, you know. So it doesn't necessarily say how we fix it.
Yeah, right. We don't have...
At least we can find it, right? Okay.
But,
did you have anything else you wanted to say further about WPFW, Bruce?
No, that's where we stand right now. We'll probably have something more to say, hopefully, in the next week or so.
Okay, great.
We're going to say in a week, but you're right. That's where we are now.
Are there any other questions from anyone else right now?
Yeah, I have a question. Bruce said something, mentioned something about the new template.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that a physical problem or a controversial one? Why is that something that has to be asked for twice?
I'm not sure why it has to be asked for twice.
Well, I think at the last meeting you mentioned something about the missing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Well,
why is it missing?
I know what you're referring to.
About the template.
Yeah. Well, If LeVarne, I don't know if you remember, but at our last meeting, last NFC meeting, I hope I didn't misunderstand you, but I thought you had said you were going to send out a blank copy of the template. And I never received one. I was hoping I would, because in that way I would have something in case Robert still said he didn't have it. But I know I did send out an email a couple times asking about that blank template. So I don't know exactly where we're at with that.
Okay, where we are is we had a meeting with the business managers and with Bertolt, and when we mm-hmm. talked about the template, we some people asked for the blank one versus the one that they using the one that they had from a year before. Mm-hmm. So what Bertolt and Efren, they're working on doing two things. One is doing one with blank, and the mm-hmm. other is to have the numbers for the prior, to give the numbers not only for the prior year, but also for to year-to-date numbers to send them out again that are in the general ledger, so are from FRX. So their goal is to Bertolt and Efren is to send out the actuals again from FRX and to send out the blank.
When do you think they'll be doing that?
Both Efren is just finishing our numbers for this month, and Bertolt said he could have it by, I think he said like by Wednesday, so that Wednesday is tomorrow, and I'll check with him. He's not on this call. I'll check with him on that.
So maybe we could request that it gets copied to NFC as well, please, so that the treasurers all have it as well, and that way they don't have to go to the business managers. I think it'll just help speed up the process. Everyone will have the mm-hmm. same thing to look at, you know.
Yes, that's what I can do, and I was doing tonight, is to send stuff out to both the National Finance Committee and the business managers.
Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, I'm not sure if that was Simon asking Bruce there, but, you know, I mean, it is fairly standard to roll over numbers from a previous year, so you kind of have to take a copy of it and strip everything out in order to send a blank, so.
Exactly. So, no, it wasn't as easy as just to send the consolidated report, which, you know, check out the numbers and send the consolidated report, which showed for each station the template. But it wasn't quite that easy. So Bertolt is going to redo it, and he said we had our meeting last Thursday, the 13th. So yeah, I think we committed to like a week to have it done.